What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. How are you today?
I don't know. I'm here. It's been a lot happening over these last couple days. If y'all follow me on Instagram, y'all know I was in two countries over 4 days, and then I came back to host an event 3 days later, and I haven't had much sleep, so it's just been a lot going on.
Yeah, it has been a lot. We know we haven't seen y'all. We haven't talked to y'all in what, about 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks since our last one, or
Yeah.
3 weeks. Actually, at this
Two.
point, 3 weeks.
Is it three?
We
Oh.
skipped two Thursdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The Thursday I got there and then the one after.
Yeah, when I was getting back. Yeah, it's sorry,
Right.
traveling. I was out the country and it just,
Yeah, and while she was out the country, I was there watching her kids. So, yeah, we had a lot going on. But thank you everybody who's back with us. We truly appreciate your support. Going, I'm cool. I'm all right. I was pretty happy that I didn't do anything this past weekend. I tend to have things that's I commit to so much stuff. I just get so mad at myself and then I still end up committing and then I'll be mad again.
I get it.
So
I
I
get
was
it.
just happy. I was like, okay, I'm not doing anything. It's so funny when I say that, people are like, you're not gonna do anything this weekend. I'm like, you guys don't understand. The funny thing is like you tend to hear that a lot from parents. Non-parents, people just assume because you're a non-parent, you got so much free time all the time. Now, granted, technically I do. However, it gets dedicated to so many different people for different
Yeah, I'm
reasons.
like, adults don't have free time because all your
Right.
free time is spent either doing so, like, do you're always with somebody.
Yes.
Like, adult, that's why they most adults say they don't have time to like cultivate hobbies.
Yes.
It's like if you're not working, you're usually using those couple free hours to catch up with somebody. Like, it's never true free time.
Catch up with somebody. You trying to still stimulate your mind, so you might read and like it's stuff is just constantly happening. That's why I'm trying to like get back into coloring in my puzzle books like I used to like to do all the time. Well, not used to, I still like to do it. I'm trying to get back into it to allow myself time to just be like, breathe.
Yeah, no,
Give
completely
myself a
get
minute, which is actually what I'm gonna do after this. So I can have my time to myself before I have to go to sleep. But anyway, let's get back to it. So what are you drinking on tonight?
I am drinking a rosé that I brought back from Portugal. It is called Mateus. It's a medium sweet rosé. It's quite yummy.
That's a cute bottle.
It's very, very, very good. I brought it back from Lisbon. It's so good.
Yeah, that's a cute bottle. That's a cute bottle. Mine, I don't remember if I had this on here before. Like I said, I keep getting lost. I have a Scotch barrel aged Chardonnay. Name of it's from 1924 is the brand that it is.
It doesn't look familiar.
I can't remember. I get lost. I try to, I try to get to JJ's and get new things, but I get lost in everything that I have and have not purchased. And I finally made it to JJ's on the Wednesday and got me a Back That Glass Up glass. So Back That Glass Up, you can take this back on every Wednesday and 5 to 8 p.m. you get $1 off of the pour, and they have a different winery with multiple wines in addition to what they already have there to taste.
Interesting. That's okay. It's
So,
quite interesting.
well, that's good. You can taste,
It?
You say what?
Glad you like it. You
I mean,
the way
because
you said it was aggressive.
you can really taste, how sometimes when they put it in different like barrels and stuff, you can't taste it, but you can. It's like it's not at the front. It's clearly, in the back. It's ad-libbing. it just pop up at the end, like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, oh, there you go, Scotch.
Oh, there you go, Scotch. Yep.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get into what we're talking about today.
What are we talking about?
I'm just going to make this very clear at the very beginning, okay?
Okay.
I'm probably going to butcher a lot of terms.
Oh, I thought you were giving a trigger warning. I was preparing myself.
No. This not your
warning. Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody, but I might mess up a couple of these names. Okay?
Okay.
So what this is, we are talking about the Agricultural Bank of China robbery.
Oh, shit. I know this one. All right.
Decently new. This just happened in 2007.
I know. That's why I said I know this one.
That's a long time ago. But I mean, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, no, this is a good one. Let's strap in.
Okay. So this was an embezzlement of nearly 51 million yuan,
mm-hmm.
which is 6.7 million US dollars. Okay. So remember, this is in 2007, 6.7 mm-hmm. million dollars. Okay. Yeah. They were trying to take it from the Agricultural Bank of China, a branch in Handan. I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. Definitely going to butcher some stuff. But this happened between March 16th and April 14th.
We don't be having the phonetic pronunciation of this stuff, y'all.
Sometimes they don't.
Sorry, we can't always find the phonetic pronunciation.
So March 16th through April 14th is when this happened in 2007. It was done by two vault managers that were employed at this specific branch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the largest bank robbery in China's history. Mm-hmm. Now, let's be straight up. $6.7 million, and that's the largest robbery? That's not a whole lot of money.
No.
Clearly, they don't play around. Okay? Now, do you know why this particular manager, I'm just going to use his first name, Ren. Do you have any idea why he actually stole the money?
No, I never knew why.
Girl, he stole this money to play the god doggone lottery.
I'm sorry, some of y'all can't see me, but I just can turn my head to the side like a confused puppy.
Play the lottery.
Huh.
Oh,
huh.
He decided to steal 200,000 yuan. I'm just going to use, well, I had to say both. 26,000 US dollars is around what it was. Okay?
Right. So, but to play the, how expensive is the lottery?
Girl, wait a minute. Wait,
you ain't got a dollar?
Wait a minute. No, because he thought this shit through. So he decided to take this in October of 2006, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With the complicity of two guards. They just like, yeah, whatever. They just didn't do shit.
What
he decided to do, like I said, he used the money to play the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason he did that is he's like, you know what? I'm going to take it, yeah, but I'm going to play the lottery, win a lot of money, and then just pay him back.
So I'm going to steal this money with intentions on paying it back, but
contingent upon me winning.
The hopes of paying it back is based totally on chance.
Correct. So that was the reason. So he went ahead, took the money, went and played the lottery. Cool. After he did that, he was saying like, oh, if I get enough, then I can pay it back and I have some for myself, right? Sound mm-hmm. crazy. But nigga, it worked. The first time this motherfucker really took the money, played the lottery, won enough money where he legit put the 200,000 back and still had some for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time, the shit worked. Now, if it were me, I'd be like, I'm fucking done.
I'm good.
Because it's already crazy ass odds to win the lottery to begin with. And I won enough to be able to pay that money back and still have some for myself. I'm finished. I got my money. We gonna move on. I ain't get caught. We gonna keep it pushing.
Exactly.
But of course, when money is your motivator, there's never
enough. But people be greedy, and greed always gets you fucked up.
So he's like, oh shit, since it worked this time, I'm gonna do it again. But this time, another bank manager was like, nigga, let me get a connection. Do it too. So
it's they was like, okay, Facebook blessing circle.
So this girl. So this time they was like, all right, we're gonna steal even more money and then go ahead and play the lottery. So this is when they start taking the money between March and April of 2007. Okay. This time they stole 32.96 million.
That's a jump.
Which is 4.3 million US dollars. So we went from 26,000 US dollars to 4.3 million US dollars.
That's a major escalation in crime.
Huge.
Somebody had giant balls that the other one had, and they just said, bitch, don't, we not pussyfooting. Don't get one stack, grab all 10.
Girl. So when they took that, so in their money, it was 32.96 million, right? Mm-hmm. They took that amount and spent 31.25 million on lottery tickets.
What?
31.
No, I heard you. But oh, what? Yeah,
31.25. So they still left themselves like, you know, like 1.5 mil.
But you could just not play the lottery and keep the money. You got away with the robbery.
But you got, no, this is the second time. So they got to win the lottery to be able to put the money back so nobody ever knew, right? So they decide to, like I said, use 31.25 mil on lottery tickets. This time, didn't win. So then it was like, oh shit, we got to get some, find some way to put the money back. So they said, all right, let's go steal 6 cash boxes containing.
What? The spiral of this.
Another 18 million, 2.3 US dollars on April 14th. Okay.
This is so such a well thought out plan on such faulty logic.
No,
like,
right?
The foundation of this plan is terrible, but it's so well thought out.
I know, right? So of the 18 million that they stole, they spent 14 million in one day trying to recover the money.
What?
Shit's all over the place, baby.
It's like they built the prettiest house on quicksand. Because what? This logic is terrible.
So with this happening and there being a record number of lottery tickets sold, guess how much they won, but guess how much they won?
Like $12? Like,
not, shit, compared to how much they stole, yeah. 98,000, i.e. 12,700.
Right. You so, like no money.
To put it in US dollars, they stole 6.5 mil. And only won 12,700.
It's a waste of fucking time.
A huge waste. Now that was, they took the second amount on April 14th. Okay. Now they took the other amount any like between March 16th and into April. It doesn't give a specific date when they stole the first amount. Well, I guess technically the second amount of money. So I don't even know how the hell they got away with no one noticing that that much money was gone during that time.
Because clearly anybody paying no attention to them or nobody else.
So, right. So when they took the technically third amount of money, the third time they stole, it only took the motherfuckers 2 days to say, okay, now what the hell is going on? Because on April 16th, the bank managers discovered the missing money and then obviously notified the police. So with the fact that these two managers did not have enough money to cover the losses, they decided to take what they did win and buy fake IDs and tried to flee. But this is in China, okay? They like, fuck that. They went on a hella manhunt trying to find these two. They were placed on the most wanted list.
Because I would too, because like y'all are done. What are we doing?
One was arrested on April 18th. Now, remind you, they took the second amount on April 14th. They had the manhunt started on April 16th. Then on April 18th, one person was found. And then on April 22nd, the other person was found.
Of course.
Okay. The both of the managers ended up being charged with embezzlement. The two security guards were charged with misappropriating public funds. And a fifth individual was charged with sheltering a criminal because he kept one of those managers with him when he was on the run. So the three accomplices, they now these are just the accomplices. They all ended up getting 5 years in prison. Now, the two managers,
Oh
this
my
shit
gosh.
got me. The two managers, nigga, these motherfuckers were sentenced to death.
It's fucking China,
I
duh.
know, right? That's what I'm saying. Sentenced to death.
The way they be like, bitch, you break the law over here, we fucking taking you out. Like, it's, don't play
A
with
land, a landlord, cab driver, and saleswoman share the 200,000 yuan, sorry, reward for assisting the police with finding one of them.
The way they be like, yes, we're snitching because y'all kill bitches. We're telling on everybody.
So out of all of that money that they took, only, so let's see, they took a total of, let's see, that's 32 and 18, that's 40, 50.96. 50.96 million is what they ended up taking. Of that, only 5.5 million was recovered by the police.
Of course, because they spent the rest on lottery tickets like some dumbasses.
That was crazy. So the two of them ended up, they were executed on April 1st, 2008. And nigga, guess what they did with the damn ashes? Threw them
What?
in the fucking Yellow Sea. Like, Chinese police ain't fucking around.
No.
Like, execution for robbery and then just being like, ah, fuck it, and just throw it away like
The
that?
way they was like, we about to kill these niggas, burn them, and then throw them in the trash
Nigga.
because they clearly ain't worth shit to nobody.
Could you imagine even attempting something chaotic and crazy like that in the US at any point?
I mean, it depends on what state, because you know there's certain ones that shit can fly. I'm looking at you, Florida and Texas.
Girl, them
And
two.
those of y'all that listen to us from there, we know y'all got sense, but y'all got sense enough to know where y'all live.
I'm sorry, but them two states, Florida, man. Ooh,
Y'all
they be doing whatever the hell they want to
know
do.
DeSantis ain't shit but Hitler.
Oh, not to say.
This nigga's Hitler for real.
Afraid of these two. I really cannot believe they like it got that far. Like, first off, when, like I said, once you did it the first time, why didn't you learn your lesson? Just be like, oh, I got it, got the money back, I'm done.
I just don't get the concept of robbing a bank to play the lottery. Like,
Because,
that is a wild concept to me.
well, shit, if you ain't got the money to play enough tickets for the lottery to make a difference, it's like I can steal the money to play the lottery and then just get the money back.
But if you already robbed the bank, just leave. Because you got the money that you plan to try to win. Just leave.
Yeah, but doing that, you're gonna get caught because it was stolen money at this point.
But you could get caught anyway.
Hey, he didn't the first time.
Like, just take it and invest it in a business or something. Like, you could just leave. Because if you're gonna get caught, you're gonna get caught anyway.
But like I said, not necessarily. The first time he was good.
Right, which is why he could have just took that money and left.
After he won the lottery. Yeah, you're right. He could have just been
He didn't have
gone.
to play the lottery
Yes,
because
he
he was
did.
red. Like, you.
Because that stolen money, they would have figured it out. They would have figured it out later.
Okay, so if you steal the money, play the lottery, hit, get a couple dollars off of it, you still came out ahead.
Yes, yeah, that's where he should have stopped.
So just leave. Like,
But I bet.
You could have just left.
I wouldn't be surprised if that other manager was like, nigga, we doing it again. And if you don't, then I'm snitching.
I mean, probably, because they like, damn, you hitting and even cut me in. Like,
is that something, that'd be something I'd do. You gonna do it again so I could get it? Or do you want to lose your job and go to jail?
You,
like,
you sharing what you just won, or...
like, what are we gonna do here? Because...
Cause you taking all the risk and I ain't got no rewards. we gotta make shit square around here.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny stuff. So yeah, that is the Agricultural Bank of China robbery that was used just to play the lottery twice.
Still strange.
It is strange. That is a weird reason to do it. It really
the way
is.
I've never thought, I want to play the lottery so bad. Let me go rob a bank. Let me federal time, or in the case of China, execution.
Girl.
Because the banks are state entities. So girl, you're robbing the government. At least in that country, a lot of those are state or federal banks.
That is,
so you're essentially robbing either your local or federal government. So let me risk execution to then in turn give the money to the state lottery agency in hopes of winning other money that's not necessarily more than what I stole, but just different, when I could have A, left the money in the state bank and let them collect the interest, therefore doing the same thing as when I gave them the money for these lottery tickets, or just took the money and left.
Girl, well, when they didn't get the money back the second time, they tried to leave, and China was like, no, the hell y'all not.
But now y'all hot. The first time is when you leave. See, this is like, set it off. Should have left after the first bank, not try to hit three more.
You right.
This is set it off. See, now y'all hot, so they look
you. Got away with it. You gotta leave now. You gotta go.
You only can hit one bank before you get too hot. Maybe two. But
90s, yeah.
Once the communication starts to go, now it's like you can get off one bank unless you do two, like in close succession.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get off once, you just gotta go, because you, before you get hot, and stay gone and let it settle. This is why we still ain't caught Ted Cruz. I mean, the Zodiac Killer.
You an ass. You know
what? He let shit cool off.
You are an asshole. If you do not stop saying that, it's Ted Cruz.
I said the Zodiac Killer.
Shut up.
Guess what I said?
Leave that man alone.
It was the accident.
Oh, shut up. You said, I mean, way too smooth, fast. Not even fast.
But this is why we haven't caught Lay Zodiac Killer.
Girl, if you don't stop talking.
He let shit cool off in between, see? You gotta let it cool off.
Girl, shut up.
I'm just saying.
You are an idiot. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this. This was quick. This was fast.
It was.
You know.
I also have a canker sore and it hurts to talk, so.
Yeah, so, you know, it was kind of, it wasn't planned out, but worked out, I should say. So we shall see you guys next week. We really should be next week. Be back next week. I don't think there's anything stopping us.
No. We'll be back
with another story. Maybe new alcoholic beverages. We shall see. You never know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us. Like I said, we'll be back next week. Please come back. Make sure you tell a friend. Listen to it. Comment. Subscribe. Let people know that we are
here. Share it. We're here. We're out here doing things. And let's run up the numbers. Let's get us on these Spotify charts.
Yes.
We're almost there.
Yes. Let's
get us on the Spotify charts this year.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Thank you so much, guys. We shall see you all next week. Peace out.